What's up, guys? I'm Michael J. Woodard, and I'm here with Young Entertainment Magazine today. Today, we're going to be talking about my debut EP, MJW1. So excited to be here. I hope you guys love it, and let's go.
For those who maybe haven't heard, how would you describe your music?
Oh my gosh, I would describe it being hopefully barrier breaking. I would describe it being loving. Get ready, Morgan. This may be a long answer.
No, go for it.
Vibrant. Everything you may need. Healing and fun.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's definitely what I got from it. So you're already doing great.
Oh, good, Morgan. Yes.
Well, congrats on the new release. We call it MJW1, is it? And it's coming out. What, like tomorrow?
Like tonight, technically.
Okay.
Tonight, but we say Friday, right? So,
right.
yeah.
Music Friday. Absolutely. Is there an overarching theme on that project that you want to like address?
I do, Morgan. I think that the theme would be introductory. I think that it would be get to know who Michael is as an artist and get to see what he's been doing since he started the journey of being signed. So I think that when I say introductory, there's introducing elements of who I am, some of the elements that make me an artist, you know, that you'll hear in it, whether it's the vocal production or the vibe, like the vibrance that comes along with the tracks and the joy that you may feel from them, you know, they're elements to me. So it's just introductory. Hence the name MJW1.
Absolutely. Do you have a favorite song off of the project?
Yes, Morgan, I do. I was just access, so I have to, I should be able to just spit it right out. I don't know why I have to think about this again.
Good.
But I would say that it's Trouble and Hymns. Are probably my top two. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Great. That gives some listeners something to look forward to. Your favorites. Amazing. Amazing. Although I'm sure they'll all be favorites. Do you write your own songs?
Yes. So I do. And other times it can be collaborative. I think when I first started the process after becoming signed, it really introduced me to the collaborative space. And it's something that I really fell in love with, you know, just being able to have others, collaborators and other creatives be able to pitch in what your vision is. Like if you do it the right way, when it comes together, it really can be a magical result. So I do write my own songs, and then other, if I'm not writing, it will be collaborative between me and other writers and producers. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have somebody that's like your favorite to work with when you're collaborating?
I always made it a point to just kind of work with everybody that I can, and then deliberate the people that I love the most. So like deliberate from the long list of people that I work with, because there's so much talent in this industry that people probably don't know about. But I think my favorites so far are probably on the EP. Ironically, right? No, not really, but yeah. So I would say Social House. I love working with this production group named Social House, Suburban Plaza, this producer named Chizzy, who I love and adore, Finnessy, and Casey, who's probably one of my favorite people to write with. But I have a longest in the list of others that I really do want to get in with soon. Yeah.
All right. Amazing. Amazing. So you do write your own songs. What does your like songwriting inspiration come from?
I think somewhat from kind of like it's been an ever growing journey. Like I remember when I started out in church, kind of like that molded my ear too, because I'm a huge melody person, love melody. And when I first started out, I sang in choir, I sang in the praise team. And what we had to do in those areas where we always had to hold our harmony part, right? Mm-hmm. So from a young age, I was always, you know, holding the tenor, alto, maybe soprano when I was like 10, but you know, I had to always hold those parts. And so it developed my ear very young to understand what harmony was. And going forward, I got introduced to artists like Brandy and then Coldplay. And then the Beatles, who I absolutely adore, Even SZA, like when I went into college, like she was just like the songwriting and what she really created in terms of kind of just her structure. I think a lot of people gravitated towards that. So I think over time, I just had started to branch out and develop my writing in that way, and kind of like even the abstractness of Coldplay and the Beatles and SZA. Like I would just love that, and I think all those things are something that I definitely combine into my music and my songwriting process. And yeah, that's kind of probably where the result, and then you hear the result, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. You're like a culmination of all of that. That's awesome. It's beautiful. Love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah,
Okay.
Maria.
I noticed that you've done some voice acting too. What's it like being Arlo the Alligator Boy?
Oh, Morgan, this is the first time I've been asked about this week, but which is amazing because I've been waiting, Morgan. I've been waiting. Oh my gosh. So I'm super grateful for Arlo and kind of like the process with creating the whole, not me creating the whole thing, of course, but you know, being able to play the lead role in that and being able to embody Arlo as a character. Oh, it's taught me so much in terms of, and given me a new love for voice acting as well, because that was my first voice acting project that I had done. So it definitely just created this new love for it, and being able to make the connections that I did and the friendships from the whole creative team who were amazing the whole process through and through. It's been an amazing experience. And being able to also incorporate music in it too. I think a lot of people heard me musically through that, and some they're still streaming like the songs and things like that. And it's something I'm completely grateful for. So yeah.
Can we expect any more voice acting in the future?
I want to. I do really want to. You know, I can't go there, so I have to, you know, you
Okay,
gotta be
no
quiet
problem.
about things. No, but I do want to, and so yeah, for sure. Expect more from me. And I do want to make a soundtrack. Like I want to do a plethora of soundtracks for movies, because that process is really just, oh my gosh, it's made me excited about being able to do that. Like an Oscars on the horizon one day, like I just, yeah, the whole movie making process is something that I just want to get into more. Yeah.
Amazing. We're looking forward to it then. What's your favorite non-musical activity to do then?
My favorite, oh gosh, I want to say eat, but oh,
Great answer.
I just love to explore. I love to travel. I live in California, so there are a lot of things to see and do here. And I think the time that I am not creating music, I love to just be out and about. Not so much hanging out. Like, I don't really need people to like have fun with that experience, but I just love to get outdoors and explore, try new things, and go to museums and things like that. Like, I'm a huge fan of the Wax Museum, like Madison, what is it, Madame Tussauds. Like, a
Yeah.
lot. And I'm because a lot of people, when I say every time they're like, oh, you want to do something, I'm like, let's go to the Wax Museum. And everybody's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm like, why not? So, but I love exploring museums. I'm just a big explorer. Like, hopefully, I'll be able to go overseas one day. And like, London, I already have my list of places to go explore with the historical places. So I think exploring is probably one of my, and eating.
No, those are both really, really good answers. I can totally
Oh,
relate. Do you tend to write or play happy, upbeat songs, or do you kind of gravitate towards the slow and sultry?
I write a lot about heartbreak, and I think I need to get out of that spectrum. I don't know why I do it, but unfortunately, a lot of people do go through that, especially my generation. Like, these kids are like 16 and 17 saying that I'm never gonna find love again. I'm like, let's wake it up. Yes, you will. But I think eventually, I'm a lover boy, I think. And it's funny because I'm not like, I don't think I've ever really been in a relationship like that, but I'm just like, I've been in situationships more so. But that's another story. We're gonna expect a song coming out about that too.
All right,
But no, you know, I'm just a lover boy. Like, I just love to write about love and kind of like the journey that it is, because it's such a broad and worldwide topic. So but I am gonna get out of the heartbreak phase, you know. There are some happy songs on the EP though, like you'll find Trouble, and you'll find 24 Hours, you know, that are not really about heartbreak. And then Face is kind of like straddling the fence a little bit. But yeah, I think love just overall something I just love to write about. We need more love in the world anyway. No.
Yeah, absolutely. And people always need a good heartbreak song, so don't feel like you have to stop doing that. We love it. We love it.
Probably won't. Yeah, but yeah, for sure.
All right. Do you have a favorite lyric out of any of the songs off the EP?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I think Ruined is what I was feeling today, like in terms of my favorite lyric. I just love how it opens. Heart still, sky is falling, washing over mid-October. Maybe next month I'll get over the idea of losing things I'm not supposed to. I think opening a song with that lyric is just, I know it makes me want to tear up right now working, but opening a song with that lyric to me was just so bold. You know, it was so I some people may not say that, but just like being able to describe the imagery and being able to open up a song, not saying that I'm heartbroken yet, but being able to paint the picture of where I am makes the heartbroken stance so much more like open and broad, because just saying that it's mid-October and I'm still like thinking about that person, but not saying it, but saying it, you know what I mean? It's something that it made it theatrical and kind of like just epic to me. So I think that lyric, that line is something that really resonated with me. Like as soon as you asked me a question, I was like, that's the one. So yeah, I would
Yeah.
say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very well written, very beautiful line. Love it. I love it. And I love that song too. So I'm glad you picked that one. That's definitely my favorite over here.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm glad you love it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You were on American Idol, yes? Okay. Did you take away any major lessons from that while you were on the show?
100%, 100%. It really is an experience that you can't pay for, that type of experience and lessons, because it shows you what it's like, you know, behind the scenes, you know, before you even make it. You know what I mean? It just shows you what that process would be like, you know, when you do so. So I think I'm just grateful for it. I'm just grateful for that whole process and being able to make the connections that I've made and being able to gain an amazing mentor like Katie, you know what I mean? From that is something that I'm extremely grateful for. It's truly changed my life, and I'm just, I know I said it before, but I'm just grateful for American Idol, truly. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. What's your favorite part about making music? Do you like the creative side or the performance side better?
Oh my gosh, I don't know Morgan, if it's the part that I like better, but I will say that they both go hand in hand. Really, I think they both have special elements of what makes them so lovable from an artist's perspective. You know, the creative side is something that can be used as therapy. It's something that you can just do because you love it, which is my resource. Really is just something I just love to do, being able to create. It's actually having this conversation is just getting me excited about going back into the studio. I think week after next is when I kind of started back up. We're in the rollout process right now, so I haven't really tapped back in lately, but I'm excited to start it up again because it is really a special experience. It really is, and it's something that you really can't almost describe. Like you can describe it, but it's really special to me because I'm really passionate about the creative process. So something I'm grateful to have and something that I am awe into when I do create. And then the performance side is something really special to me because I love to perform. Like I think a lot of people were introduced to me through that performance aspect, like an American Idol. And then it's something I get to share with my fans in the physical, which I'm excited, and I love that aspect of it. So I wouldn't say I like anyone better. I think that they are both equally amazing in their own right. Yeah.
Yeah, great answer. I love it, love it, love it. Okay, I've got a couple more questions for you, and then I'll let you get back to your day. But I was wondering
No.
what your favorite song is right now.
Oh my gosh, where's my phone? Because I want to give you a good answer.
Yeah,
Where
absolutely.
is my phone? I'm going through a lot of if you listen to the project, you can definitely tell that I'm influenced by early 2010s R&B and pop. So I've been going through a spectrum of just listening to other R&B and pop males that have kind of like, which is something that I've done kind of inevitably on my journey, but now I'm just like studying. Like I'm just going through like Jay Holiday and Mario and John Legend and people like that. So I would say like what's been on repeat for me?
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish I could give you like the right answer because I'm a fan of listening to music outside, but I'll say Jay Holiday. He has an album called let me see. I have my laptop right next to me working. This is how you know I love music. I'm trying to give you
Hey.
Round Two. I've been going through this album by Jay Holiday called Round Two. And I think sounds like that is what you're going to just like tapping into that R&B source a little bit more is something that I'm going to be tapping into that you'll be hearing a lot from me in the future too. And I have My World by Justin Bieber in here too for some. I'm like, what? I've been listening to that too. Like, so it's a lot. I have the Fame Monster in here. And then there's some Usher. Yeah, so a lot of that. Do you remember Ride by Somo?
Yes,
Yeah, I've been listening to that too for some, I don't know why, but yes, that
all
too.
right.
Yeah.
That those are all really good, and I am a Justin Bieber girl at heart, so My World
Never say
very
never.
near and dear to me.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love it. Okay, those are great. That's great answers. Very good insight too. What's been the most challenging part of your career, if any, and how did you overcome it?
Oh my gosh, let me see. Ooh, I may need therapy after this answer. No, I'm joking. Oh my gosh, the waiting aspect. The waiting aspect. I think because I've been doing it for so long, Morgan, you know what I mean? So moments like these are really special, because when you're in the middle of it, you don't really get time to internalize things, and really say, wow, like, I'm here. Like I'm signed to a label that supports me creatively. I'm releasing a project tonight. You don't really internalize those moments. And I think things have been moving so quickly, and there's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes. Like yesterday, I was having a conversation. I was like, oh my God, like this, the record comes out tomorrow. Like this is crazy. Like what is happening right now? Like trouble and ruin and face around. Like this is so. I think just that period of the rejection phase and the waiting period and stuff were probably some of the most challenging in my life. Because when you love music the way that I do, when you are a dreamer like I am, those parts of your life can be challenging. But you survive through and through. And moments like this are really a testament to, why that perseverance and resilience really pays off. So yeah, I think that will be my answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Really appreciate it. I love to hear it. What's next for you musically? Any upcoming projects besides like beyond the new EP?
Oh my gosh, I think it's time. It's just time to just, it's just time. And that's kind of like the sentiment that comes to my mind when I'm asked about just new things musically. I want to do another EP after this one. And I think with this EP, the reason why it's so special is because this is the introductory period for me. This is, some of the elements that make me who I am, as an artist and what I've been doing when people weren't hearing a lot of music from me. Like I've been putting out singles since 2021 and I hadn't put out a project yet. So I think when you put out that body of work, that is the package that you're presenting to the world saying that this is me. And I think that's why I'm naming it MJW1 because it's a sentiment to that. Like, this is me. Hi, nice to meet you. And here are some of the things that, again, make represent who I am as an artist. But and now I think going forward, it's more so about people learning where I am almost in the present tense. Like, when I do put out my next EP, hopefully in the early summer, when I do put out my next EP, you're going to hear what I created next week. You're going to hear what I created next month. You know what I mean? So I'm just, it's really time to just explore and be open and I didn't mean for this to be as lengthy as it is, but I'm just excited, Morgan. And then, even making this first EP, it put it into perspective for me another part of my artistry, which is being like an albums artist. You know what I mean? Because I put my all into every single song. Like, I'm not just making the single. No, I'm making the album. I'm making the EP. So as much as you love Trouble, as much as you love Ruined, as much as you love Face, I want you to love Hymns, 24 Hours, and Anti-You. You know what I mean? So it's just time. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good year. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll hit the last little question, but is there any last things about Michael J. Woodard that you want people to know?
Michael J. Woodard puts his heart into everything he does, and the music that's out, the music that is coming out, is going to be a special thing that you don't want to miss. You just don't want to miss it. I just hope that people are hopping on my train. You know what I mean? And I hope what I'm putting out tonight makes them excited for what it is in the present tense of what I'm putting out, and even more excited for the things that I'm going to be putting out in the future. Michael J. Woodard loves his fans. He values his fans. He loves his supporters very much. And he's just excited. He's just excited for the future. And he
Yeah.
can't wait to perform at Coachella.
Oh, yay! That'd be crazy.
Would love to be on that bill. Yeah. But yeah.
Amazing, amazing. Well, thank you so much again for hanging out with us.
Oh, of course, Morgan, I had the time of my life. I hope that you love the project, and hope we get to do it again in the future.
Thank you.